and Rob convention.
What convention center would that be?
Down at Columbus. Quality. The Quality Inn.
No, Cincinnati's too small. We got to go to Columbus
the Quality
now.
Inn in Columbus.
We got to go to the big new convention center up in Columbus. That's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, the Cincinnati Convention Center is just too damn small.
Too damn small. Hey, you know what? You were talking about the metric system before, and I was thinking, the only people you really hear use the metric system anymore, drug dealers.
Pretty much. That's
they
what
sell
it's all
by the kilo, right?
Heck yeah.
So why would, you know...
That's because they're all from Puerto Rico or Mexico.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the reason why.
I mean, Tony Montana don't know what a pound is.
You guys watch a lot of TV news?
We try to avoid that kind of stuff.
Like local news and stuff. I mean, I'm sure you check out the company.
Only if Gretchen Carlson's doing it.
I was just going to ask you about news babes. Who do you guys think, is like the hottest news babe in town?
Norma before her most recent child.
No, Norma after that most recent child.
Norma?
Cammy
Durkin.
Cammy Durkin. She's kind of cute, but you know what? She's really manly.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
You know who to watch for?
Who?
Up and coming is going to be Krista B. over at Channel 12.
What's her name? Krista?
Krista Benning. Over at Channel 12.
Yeah. Seen her.
You're going to want to keep an eye on that one. She's going to be an up and coming star. I predict in about 10 years she'll be centerfold material.
You know who's lame is the woman that Channel 5 has do the news with the Lukens guy.
Who, the blonde?
Lukens guy, yeah.
She's Melissa?
Melissa Ross.
Don't like her?
No, very weak.
She's pretty weak.
Oh, that's too bad. She's actually a friend of mine.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, she's great.
Oh, she's the best.
Well,
hey, could you ask her?
I'm not trying to bias you guys. I'm just saying she's a nice person. But you, Gretchen Carlson.
So, Chris, what do you do for a living now that your Chris and Rob talk show's defunct?
Well, I went into the real world and got a real job.
What didn't you ever ask us on? Because I thought we were going to be on the TV show. And then it fell through.
Well, see, we went on to different things. Rob's using his talents, and he's getting paid. I'm using my talents. I'm getting paid.
Doing what?
Well, I work at Channel 5.
Doing what?
I'm a photographer.
Really?
You know what I was thinking about? You know what I was thinking? This will be kind of cool. And I'm thinking, we always try to scramble and come up with good story ideas.
High school football. Love it.
No. I'm talking about doing a story on maybe you guys or WAIF in general.
Do a story on us.
Underground radio.
Do you want to have a camera in this place?
Well, I don't know. I've never been there.
I mean, you'd have to put a disclaimer like, small children may not want to view this.
Let's film it in Eden Park.
Because
you don't want to bring
Eden Park and do scenic radio broadcasting.
Yeah, kind of like put the soft focus on us as we like run through the
Star filter and some shimmering lights.
Yeah, backlight us.
Because you definitely do not want to bring that camera in here into the plush WAIF studio.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that we could make it like a whole underground world that people don't know about, but it exists in Cincinnati.
Well,
and
you
tune in.
You TV guys are full of all that magic, that industrial light magic.
I can make you guys
get that Gary Collins guy to do it.
Can we
Gary
build
Collins,
a set?
Yeah.
Can we build a set over
Michael
at Channel
Collins.
5?
Michael, yeah, get Michael Collins to do
He's
it.
He's a good guy. He would do a story like this.
No, get the guy who you call when your landlord won't fix your toilet.
Howard Ain?
Yeah, get Howard
Ain. He's over at Channel 12, but he might do it. I don't think he has a sense of humor, though.
You're kidding.
Let me ask you a personal question.
Please.
Since you work at Channel 5, do you think you could hook me and Norma up?
Norma's married and has a couple kids.
I didn't say I wanted to do her. I just said I wanted to get her on the talk show sometime.
Oh.
What's the deal with that blow-dry, goof blonde guy?
I don't think she has a sense of humor. Oh, I think she does, actually. Jim Watkins.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's real nice. He's just not...
He needs a haircut.
He's an L.A. kind of guy.
Is
you look at him, he just says L.A. Matter of fact, we call him MacGyver because he kind of looks like the MacGyver.
Richard Dean Anderson. And it's so great to be working here in my hometown of Cincinnati.
Yeah,
everyone knows
he's
that.
He's an L.A. guy.
I couldn't cut it anywhere else.
Do you remember the old days of Channel 5?
Read between the lines.
You remember the old days of Channel 5 with Zipper Zeppa?
Zipper Zeppa, the man. He was doing little sports, and now he's, I think he's working in Nashville or something.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Yeah, I looked him up.
Oh, you're a big Zipper Zappa fan.
We're trying to get him on the show sometime.
Zipper Zappa.
I'm working on him.
Well, that's good. That's good. But yeah, there's a lot of big names that came from Cincinnati. A lot of big name
Bootsy.
Talent. Bootsy Collins.
The Pure Prairie League.
I just saw them the other night.
They got back together, didn't they?
Well, they did. For
no, they
one
didn't.
Night over at Tommy's. Oh,
they got together for one night.
Place
for
called,
what?
Used to be called Liberties. Now it's called Tommy's. And the two guys, the Goshorn brothers.
Pure and Prairie.
Yeah, Mr. Pure and Mr. Prairie got together with the League brothers, and now they had a little reunion. I was there that night, covering it for the news, bringing it to the Cincinnati news watching public.
You grab your camera, you get your butt down here, we'll feed you White Castles afterwards, all right?
I think that would be cool, man, but I have to talk to the folks at the mighty Channel 5 and let them know, and I think I could sell the idea.
Hey, Chris, can I make a confession since you're a big Channel 5 employee? I did something really bad about a week ago.
Oh,
remember when it was really icy
out?
You
might want to call. You might want to call Charlie Lukens Waste Patrol.
Remember when it was really icy out last week?
What'd you do?
I flipped Pat Barry the bird.
Oh man! But he has that 5-degree guarantee, and we're all trying to figure out what do you get if he's wrong.
You get a new day, don't you?
Whoa.
No, but we're trying to talk Pat into doing something really silly on the air each time he gets it wrong. Like, you know, he gets it wrong, he has to do the weather with a,
well,
you know.
Well, all you have to do is
Velcro
wait.
Suit on or something.
Just wait for it to get spring or summer when he gets to go outside and he, like, gets to do one from the Covington Landing and he starts hitting on 16-year-old girls on camera.
Oh, that's fun to watch. You ever been to a bar and seen Pat Barry do that?
No, I haven't, but I've seen him do it on TV. He doesn't need to go to a bar. He stands there. He
you
stands there on the.
You know what you're missing? Pat Barry is actually a wonderful talent in Cincinnati here, and we, you know, should be honored to have
him. He's the only non-meteorologist.
He's a senior forecaster, goddammit.
Yeah.
No, you know what? He's a wonderful karaoke singer, and you can see him at Rhinos on Wednesday night. Honest to God, you go to Rhinos, and over there in Main Street or 12th Street. On Wednesday nights, real late after the news, and you will see him sing, and this is the song he sings, I kid you not, That's Life by Frank Sinatra. And if you're really lucky, on that same Wednesday night, you'll see Dennis Jansen.
DJ.
DJ, as his friends call him. You guys must be friends. He sings... what the hell is
You that? Are the Sunshine of My Life.
No, it's another Frank Sinatra song, believe it or not. I can't remember what the song is. But
Sounds
it's a wonderful
of Silence.
Song now.
The Rubber Tree Song.
That's it. He sings the rubber... Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. No, he doesn't sing that. By the way, does she know that one? Because that'd be fun to hear that. Or Puff the Magic Dragon. Puff the Magic Dragon, that'd be a great song.
Or Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Hey, man, I know all.
Well, there you go. There's a couple requests for you. But I'm saying if you guys want really genuine Cincinnati entertainment, that's the thing to do. Okay. Rhinos on Wednesday night. I'm not plugging anymore.
We're going
to
cut you loose, Chris.
Thanks,
but
brother.
Will you deliver a message to Pat for me?
Please.
Tell him I thought it was Dave's white Lexus.
Oh, man.
All right?
I hope you didn't do anything terrible.
Thanks.
Bye.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, Cincinnati, Ohio. The phone number is
749-1444.
And here's Nikki with another lovely song.
You going to do a medley?
Knock like us dead. You
one
do a
verse
medley?
Of Rubber
puff,
Tree Plant, one
the
verse of
dragon,
Puff.
And then that's
well,
life.
What's even better than all of that? Let's see. I am, I cry. To no one there. And no one.
You know Solitary Man?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's a good
that's
song.
That's not... I don't even know what song that is.
What was that other hit that Neil's?
The one that Sheepish used to do.
Yeah, what was the other one?
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, do you know Sweet Caroline?
Sweet Caroline.
Okay. Well, anyway, sing us a real song here so I can sit on my butt for a minute.
All right, this one goes out to, somebody. I don't know who.
Send it out to all the late night employees at Thriftway at Norwood.
Yeah,
we dedicate it to them. They're really,
yeah, you know.
I'll tell you, they're very special people to us.
And how does that come to be?
Free ice.
It's a nice thing.
Awesome. Well, then this since I myself am benefiting from the ice here, this definitely will go down. Everybody,
we're staying.
Everybody's
right
leaving.
Beverage.
Okay, this is called Marathon Girl. Without air. didn't touch me and it left no prayer. But I know if I can remember long enough, all this will make some sense. It's a marathon to all say song, and I feel certain.
Nikki, the phone number here is 749-1444. It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hold on, see this thing still.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love.
Hey, what's going on?
Drum solo.
Hey, everyone, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night
Talk Show. The phone number is
749-1444.
So call now.
Now.
Right away.
Just like Chris did. A different Chris.
Chris, you're on the air. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, what can we do for you, Chris?
You guys got me there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've stunned me by blinking out my hearing here. I'm just hearing you on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Should we try that all over again?
So tell me, Chris.
Yeah.
You, Chris, not the one on the phone.
Yeah, me.
So how do you think that there Patsy Cline song would look in laser light?
I think it would look fabulous. How do you think it would look?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We've done it. It's been done.
You did a Patsy Cline laser light show?
There is a country laser light show, and I'm fighting it tooth and nail, but it looks like they're doing it to me.
Really?
Yeah, but Patsy works good. Works good.
So you're involved with lasers, huh?
Yeah.
Did you know that in 1971, the Who owned more lasers than the British government did?
You know, I believe it.
That's a fact. That's a little trivia
fact
that I know that a lot of people don't know.
Now everyone knows it.
That is truly scary, but if anyone knows how to use them, I'd imagine it wouldn't be the British government.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about this laser project you're involved with.
Oh, well, I'm doing the thing down at the planetarium.
The Cincinnati Planetarium?
That'd be the one.
Holy moly, that place is great.
Yes, indeed, it still exists. Much to many people's surprise, but it's still back down there at the old museum.
Here's something we've been wondering about.
Mm-hmm.
Rob and I have been wondering about this for a long time. You guys got the Pink Floyd laser show, you got the Jimi Hendrix laser show.
Mm-hmm.
I forget who else. What other laser
show? Got the Led Zeppelin show.
Oh,
Led Zeppelin laser show. Okay. When's Ted Nugent going to get his own laser show?
God. Oh, man. You got to be down there when we're doing surveys.
Ted's got, should be like Flaming Arrow laser. Flaming Arrow show.
Can you make
not
Flaming Arrow lasers?
We could do that. You bet. You bet.
Can you do loincloth lasers?
You name it, man. We can put it up there. We can draw whatever you want.
Great. That's fabulous.
Within the bounds of good, decent moral taste.
Can you have a flaming arrow going right into the heart of a boar?
Sure.
That's what Ted would want.
It's all a simple matter of programming, which takes time, but it can be done. We have the technology.
Well, that's great to know that kind of technology. So do you guys have more lasers than the Who now?
You know, we only got two, but when you know how to, you know, it's not how many you got. It's truly how you use them.
That's the biggest lie.
No, you got to
know. Yeah, there's a woman here who says that's the biggest lie she ever heard in her life.
Nikki says you got to have the big laser and you got to know how to use the laser.
Pardon me?
Nikki says you need a big laser and you got to know how to use it. What's laser stand for?
What does it stand for? Light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Whoa, so you got to wear a lead suit when you work down there?
That's either true or I'm a pretty damn good liar. No, I don't have to. They advise I do, but I never did listen to good advice, so.
Hey, it's all for your art, man. You got to suffer for your art.
Yeah, it's very true.
What's a little cancer when you know you're doing something good, like a Led Zeppelin laser show?
I'm not worried about cancer as just going blind looking in the damn thing.
So. Oh, that's tough.
Is it true, maybe you can answer this question for me. Is it true that if you look into the, if you look into those little scanner things at the grocery store, that you'll instantly go blind and they'll be here on your palms. Is that true?
Strange, but yes, it is true.
Is it really true that you can't look at them?
No, actually, it's not a problem.
Really? Because one woman at the shop, it's Sam's, as a matter of fact, pointed that thing at me and said, straighten up or she was going to flash it in my eyes and blind me.
No, well, you know them clerks. No, something like that. I mean, if you want me to go all technical on you, I promise I won't.
Well, just...
There's nothing to worry about from that. Even our laser, which is a hell of a lot more powerful than that thing, still...
Listen how, when you said power, that kicked in. That was really...
Amazing. I mean, still isn't going to hurt you.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. So you were just joshing.
No.
When you said about going blind looking at it.
All right, Chris, well let's get to the hard questions here.
Yeah.
Let's put together, we're going to make a little business arrangement here, okay?
All right.
Let's put together a Chris and Rob laser show. We make sound bites from the Chris and Rob late night talk show, such as I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're not.
We're Zany, and we're proud to be your favorite talk show host decade after decade.
The Chris and Rob late night talk show.
Can you put that to lasers?
I think we could arrange that, yes.
That'd be great.
Certainly. I'll get right on that for you guys.
Okay, see if you can put this to lasers. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're young, we're hip, and we're as unpredictable as ever. Sexy, too.
We're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Memorize that. Can you put that to lasers?
Yeah, just run through that again, and I'll take some quick notes.
All right, well, I'll send you a tape.
Very well.
Okay.
Well, Chris, anything else on your mind?
Oh, well, you know, you were giving Neil a hard time a while back.
Who's Neil?
Diamond.
Neil Armstrong.
No, Diamond is the one I meant. And you took me back. You took me back.
When's Neil Diamond getting his own laser show?
Oh, we're working on that because, you know, when we've been surveying audiences, Neil Diamond has always been in the top three responses.
Well, you know what the finale would be, don't you?
Oh,
we're coming to America.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Today, blazers everywhere, the American flag.
Today.
Boom.
Yeah, get the smoke effects going, the beam effect.
Today.
You got blue lasers for Reverend Blue Jeans? Can you put a little blue laser pants up there?
Ooh, yeah.
What the hell is Neil Diamond doing releasing a Christmas record?
Yeah, we get a good blue out of that. That'd look good. That'd look real good. Anyway, it just took me back to remembering road trips to grandparents' house. I was a real child of the 70s, and
for that would be hunka hunka burning love.
Oh,
for me.
Absolutely! Yeah. No, it was really. I mean, it's scary to think back on, but the music that Neil Diamond was a real fixture. You know, we'd hop in the old beat up Volvo station wagon with the 8-track player, and it was Neil Diamond and Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah.
All the time, and of course. The big one, Barry Manilow.
Ugh. Oh my God!
Oh
the
no!
The hand that you came and you gave without taking.
I'm amazed I survived, but at the time I was such a fan because I didn't know any better.
Well, he did that killer live record where he did a medley of all the commercials he had written.
Yes, that was. Well, I
knew you were gonna say it. It's great.
I was gonna say it is great. It is. It's great.
He wrote the You Deserve a Break Today.
Mm-hmm.
And who did?
Barry Manilow wrote You Deserve a Break Today, so get up and get away to McDonald's. And he wrote
Did he wrote one or the double?
Did he wrote
two sesame seed
two
triple, buns and a
two triple cheese
patties,
special sauce, lettuce, cheese, tomatoes, onions.
Did he write that?
He wrote two triple cheese side order of fries.
He wrote that. He's brilliant.
He did, and that. Man, that was my favorite part. I admit it.
That and the Boogie Woogie song he did, the Andrews Sisters tune he did. The Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B.
He didn't do that.
Didn't he? Did he do one of those?
Wasn't he a little too young for that?
No, well, I mean, he was like, you know, dude, this one's like something your grandparents dance to.
Yeah,
and then
we have parents.
Oh, right, on the live thing. Right.
Yeah, on the live thing. Yeah. My sister had the 8-track.
Yeah. Oh, I
didn't say I didn't borrow it. I just said she had it. It was hers. I had the Osmonds come alive on 8-track. My dad bought us all an 8-track at a truck stop. And Marianne, my sister got the Manilow live.
God.
And he's standing there like Jesus Christ being crucified on stage wearing a blue jumpsuit.
That medley was the best, though.
He actually wrote Cowboy Steel Horse I Ride for Bon Jovi, didn't he? Whatever that one is. Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
He wrote Manic Monday for the Bengals.
I
hear he wrote Enigata de Vida, too.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to move on, Chris. And, you got plenty of ideas to work on down there at the laser show.
Oh, we'll get right on it.
Stay tuned and keep in touch.
You betcha.
See ya. phone number here is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. What's that sound remind you of?
Tractor pulls.
That's what I was getting at, but that's good.
All right. Cars.
If there ever were a friend in need, it's your brake pedal. And as a friend, you should be sensitive to its signals of trouble a-brewing. Perhaps the pedal needs to be pumped for solid feel, or the car swerves on a panic stop. Maybe you're hearing unusual noises when you slow down.
How about that for a name of a band? Panic Stop.
Whenever your friendly brake pedal starts hollering for help, head for another friend, your auto technician. Have brake
Hold
trouble
Hold on, they're not, mechanic, they're not mechanics anymore, now they're brake...
Auto technicians, oh. Yeah.
Frank J. Ruda, Pack of New Jersey.
So do that. Who's up next?
Zeke.
Zeke, you're on the air.
Hey, that's not fair, man. He has voice recognition.
What up, man?
Hey, man.
Okay, go by.
Was that a Volvo I heard on the radio?
That was a Volvo.
It sounded like one, but it had bad brakes, didn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it did. What's your pseudonym then, Zeke?
A pseudonym?
Yeah, you don't want to go by your real name. What's your code name today?
Ezekiel.
Okay.
Anyways, what's on your drug-induced brain tonight, Zeke?
Well, I was wondering what you guys were talking about.
The metric system and also tunes.
Well, what tune? Man, that guy that was before me, guy that, like, was it the Barry Manilow, Linda Ronstadt, Engelbert, whatever his name was?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What?
I mean, are you guys big fans of that stuff?
I like
not
or not.
But we like them laser shows. They got these laser shows, and you can put any song to lasers these days.
They have the technology down there.
Mm-hmm. Where?
On Gilbert Avenue, where they have the old museum. It's still the new planetarium.
You know, they got them big elephants with the tusks in front, and that little castle-looking thing?
Oh, okay, the old museum.
It's right before you get up to Eden Park, which is probably where
they do drugs, right? The star and the laser thing mixed together?
Yeah.
They have to point out Uranus and all that stuff to uninitiated.
Hey, I got a good joke.
Well, yeah, let me hear it.
Hey,
I heard you play guitar pretty good.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right.
Well, hey, now you guys just piss off. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I know.
They always dish me anyway.
Hey,
man,
Zeke, this is what you said. You said, I heard you play guitar. You didn't say you do play guitar. It's like the word on the street is Chris and Rob has somebody on who can play guitar pretty well.
Whatever.
Okay, here's a joke.
Right.
What do Klingons and toilet paper have in common?
Well, we know the punchline because he just said it a few minutes ago, so we'll just leave him hanging.
Oh,
okay,
did he really?
He might not have caught on, though.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm awfully sorry.
Klingons.
I guess I was out. We'll say that, yeah, Klingons and toilet paper.
That's like that stuff you find in the dryers when you go to the laundromat, that stuff that clings on
to your laundry? Oh, I said it wrong.
It's the
Starship Enterprise and toilet paper, and it's they circle Uranus.
No, I'm not into that second generation.
Klingons.
Generation X garbage.
You know, I'm sorry that I failed so miserably on the show, but I will at this point pass the microphone.
Well, where's that Rob, man? Last week he got pretty excited, man, until the Kentucky boys come and save my butt.
You talking to me?
Yeah, Rob.
Excited.
Yeah,
the one
that went off on that extensive ramble.
Oh, I'm sorry about
that.
Yeah,
hey, but I forgive you, you know? Forgiven but not forgotten.
Hey, Ezekiel.
Yeah?
What are you on tonight?
Yeah, well, let me tell you what.
Yeah, do tell.
Yeah, there you go. You know, every time it's like you guys just want to hear that slur, and then, you know, we got this guy.
Hey, Zeke.
What?
You know, it's a good idea. You know that laser show down there?
That really suave thing down there.
Yeah. Good idea, man. It's like to get really tanked up and go sit back and watch one of those
same
things.
Stuff
it's like,
you guys
oh.
I ain't got that stuff.
Hey, $2.
So,
what about metric system? You know, I've got a foreign
car. That's how you guys measure your drugs, right?
Well, yeah, I've been doing that for years, but I mean, you know, everyone up here in the Creek area uses metric.
All right, Zeke, what's the conversion for Fahrenheit to Celsius?
That one's hard. That's a hard one.
What is the conversion?
How do you convert Fahrenheit to Celsius?
You subtract, Fahrenheit, like 451. That's what a book burns at.
That's a melting point of rock.
You guys Nazis or something? What, you got book burnings down there or something? I thought you guys were, like, anti-racist.
We are, dude.
Yar? Well, you ain't from Hamilton, are you?
I had a mouthful.
Oh, you sound like a commie.
It's the way the cookie crumbles here in the big city. What'd you hang up?
He's gone.
Zeke hung up?
Yep.
What the hell?
He's just a freak.
You got technology, couldn't hang.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444. It's 25 minutes after 3 o'clock, and here's Rob with tonight's weather.
Cold, 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 but not nearly as cold during the day. Right now, it's 31 degrees on the...
It's been almost spring-like temperatures outside.
Pretty close. So I wore my raincoat instead of a real coat, and I got cold on the way down.
I heard 60 degrees for Thursday.
60 degrees for Thursday. Chuck, what up?
I think the metric system sucks.
Why is that?
Because everyone has it, and nobody here knows what it means. So it really serves no purpose to us.
Graham is a paperclip. I mean, what the hell else?
Why do you think people don't know what the metric system's all about yet?
Because nobody cares, because it works with feet and inches and miles.
Good point.
I think if that skater, whoever she was, I think if she lost 4 kilos, she probably lost about $2 million.
Do you get the snare drum set up?
No.
That kind of stuff?
Okay, Chuck, where are you calling from? You sound really tinny.
Bellevue.
How are things in Bellevue?
Completely and utterly dead.
Well, it's up to a spunky young guy like you to brighten things up.
The only action is the cops at BP.
Well, they got to pee somewhere.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Chuck. 749-1444. We got a couple of lines
since you
open.
Since you wrote a song called Marathon Girl, are you waiting for that big commercial check to come pouring in?
Yeah, I figured Chevron Chick's going to be my next song, and, you know, I mean, whatever it takes.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. Sell it out. Make it a Reebok commercial. See if you can get Larry Johnson to be in it. It'll be huge.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to stay. Todd again. What up?
What up? Hey, you talking about Barry Manilow tunes?
Oh, yeah. Let's not plumb the depths of Barry Manilow.
No, this is a commercialized tune, though. He did the Hoover vacuum cleaner theme.
I don't know that one. You have to lay a few bars on it.
Get Hoover, because it really sucks.
Yeah, that was a classic.
Well.
I thought that was Hoover. Hoover Cabana.
Hoover Cabana? Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good. But that's all. And that metric stuff, I mean, what's up with this?
Hey, from now on, when you go to buy a can of Campbell's soup, it'll have to say soup, 12 ounces, or however many milliliters, or liters, or deciliters.
So, like, do you think you could, like, walk into a fast food restaurant and say instead of 16 ounces, you can get, like, a...
How big would your big gulp be? Oh, my gosh, it'd be massive.
That's a good one. Do you ever hear that Bob and Doug thing about metric systems and stuff like that?
No, wasn't that 30.
You multiply it by 50, so if you had, like, 6 beers, a 6-pack would become, you know, it was pretty funny. But anyway.
But the thing is, when you start buying gas by the liter, everybody thinks they're going to get a great price. Whoa, 50 cents a liter, that's really cheap.
So do you think that's what it is, a capitalist ploy to increase gas wages?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Hey.
I'll buy into any kind of paranoid scheme you're dishing up.
Well, weirder things have happened.
We're always looking for a good conspiracy here at Chris and Rob.
Yeah, it gives us something to talk about.
That's right. You guys are the conspiracy hunters.
All right.
Late night talk show.
Thanks, Todd.
Yep, bye.
Stay out of trouble. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Back in the house with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
The phone number is...
749-1444.
Dial it up. In case you just tuned in, let's recap a few things. We got a guest here, don't we?
Yep.
Nikki from the band Plow On Boy. She's been singing some songs, and we got the big hit single coming up in a little bit.
Yes.
Also, we've been promoting this contest. We're going to pick the winner of our contest on next week's show. So if you think you have any shot in hell of winning the contest,
get it in.
We're going to announce the big winner next week. And Rob, fill us in on that contest in case some of these people just tuned in.
If you're on the mailing list, you should have received by now a plain white Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show postcard.
And if you're not on the mailing list, you can pick one of those postcards up over at No Anchovies, which is a little pizza place next to the Esquire Theater on Ludlow, down in the Gaslight, Coryville, Clifton area.
But it's not exactly a totally plain white postcard. There is
a drawing of a guy being zapped.
And so you need to color that drawing or make any other kind of artwork out of that drawing.
Right, it's a coloring contest.
And if you color yours best, hey, you get a free za from No Anchovies.
A free pizza from No Anchovies, and Rob and I are going to decide which one we like the best. Although, if we like a couple of them, we'll let those girls down at No Anchovies pick the final winner.
And if you want a paperclip, like a $50 bill to the back of your artwork to ensure that you'll win, well, who knows what'll happen. Yeah. Just run a $50 bill through the copy machine.
So that's the contest. You can send those back to us to Chris and Rob, care of WAIF, Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio 45206. And if you have any questions, call up Jim at 749-1444. Hello, George. You're on the air.
George.
Hey, baby. This is me.
Hey, George.
How y'all doing?
What can we do for you tonight?
Hey, what's the topic?
Speak up a little bit.
What's the topic?
We have lots of topics. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the selling of America.
What? Go for it. Talk about it.
How do you figure that we can sell all the farms out and our steel out? And, well, like I said, I live right up the hill from Cannes, you know. Now, they got this new trade deal going in,
mm-hmm.
and they're killing me, you know. They laid off 300 people.
Uh-huh.
Now they're going to kill all the, you know, pork down here in Mexico, I guess, and ship it back up, you know, and process it in America. But still, that's 300 jobs right down the street from me that are gone.
Well, here's the deal. All the big shots who make all these trade agreements seem to think that eventually it will all balance out, and that a rising tide lifts all boats, and that if Mexico gets richer, we'll get richer too somehow.
Well, I mean,
we got a big old Cannes bologna sandwich right now?
Yes, sir. You hit it right on the head.
You're eating a big bologna sandwich?
I know, that's right. You know, I was going to say that.
Some of that hillbilly steak.
It's less expensive, but, you know, for $300.
Put Miracle Whip on that Wonder Bread?
Did you fry it? Did you fry that bologna sandwich?
Of course not. You know, you fry it, it hires the cholesterol, don't it?
Makes it
I think maybe some of the grease will come out. And...
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know that, but I'm eating it on, one thing I'm doing, I'm eating it on,
Eating it on wheat bread, so it's
that's
healthy.
That's right. Brown's Berry Whole Wheat Bread.
That's good stuff.
It is good stuff. You're right. It's the best bread, you know, you can buy in the Kroger shelf there. Anyway, you know, what's going on, you know? I ain't going to say no. These people, you know, tend to think that their unions ain't got nothing to do with it.
Hey, man, though, aren't we proud of Clinton? Aren't we proud of Clinton going over there standing up?
Well, you got to understand something. Yeah, he's got
to didn't even vomit.
He didn't vomit.
Get fired up.
We need somebody who can vomit.
I mean, everybody knows that Clinton has a strong stomach.
In Mexico and vomit.
I'm serious.
No, seriously. What I'm saying is, you know, the unions, that you know, I mean, shit. They took advantage of every last dime they got. Now, you know, we're paying the consequences.
Hey, swallow that baloney when you
basically.
Hey, you live over on the west side, huh?
I've lived in the east side all my life.
On the east side?
I just live here now because, you know, I got a nice view. I live on the west side of Mill Creek, right up by Millville.
Well, next time you're cruising down Westwood Avenue, Queen City Boulevard. Hit Cincinnati West and get yourself some lunch. Ever hear that place?
Yeah, you guys talk about it all the time. I've never been there. Where is it?
Yeah, check it out. It's right, you know where Sight and Sound is?
Of course, yeah. That's where
it's like the next street over.
That's where I'm going to go buy my Grateful Dead ticket Saturday.
Okay, well, go over to Cincinnati West and tell those guys that Chris and Rob sent you.
They have breakfast?
Well, they open at 10.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go up there right after I get my ticket.
They make the best bologna sandwich in the Queen City.
You bet.
Hell, man, I don't really even like bologna. I thought they'd do something better than that.
Hey, man, I got a hot tip for you since you're a Grateful Dead fan. I heard this just today, and I heard it from a very unreliable source that Jerry Garcia has married a Cincinnati woman.
Well,
and
we
he's
all
moved...
know. I knew that even before he did it, but...
Go on! He's moving to Indian Hill. You knew that?
He's
moving here?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Not moving.
What if we don't want him?
Get out of here. The girl works in San Francisco, man, where he lives in Marion County. He ain't moving.
What the hell is he doing buying a house in Indian Hill?
Oh, well, that was a different Jerry Garcia.
We don't want
him. Who cares?
I don't think that the Citizens for Community Values will let him move into town.
There you go.
So we don't have a thing to worry
about.
Let's
call Phil Burris, the pornaholic.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, George.
Okay.
Call us back next week.
George, you raised some serious issues.
Yeah, keep your head in the sky. Keep a gleam in your eye.
I tell you what.
Hey, man, this bologna sandwich is so good, I think I'm going to burp.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm the guy. When you guys asked me what questions I had for White Castles, I'm the guy who said, well, why did I always make you fart? And then you change the subject. And you never asked that girl.
We did.
Asked her that. You guys think you're so cool that you can't come down to the real subject of the matter.
Hey, dude, we asked her. We said, why do some people have a harder time digesting White Castles than they do other types of food?
Well, maybe she didn't. Oh, come on.
Oh, like, she's a college girl. She knows what the hell having trouble digesting something means.
Why? We don't have to be crude in front of her.
We don't have to use words like fart.
No answer.
We're trying to make her think us guys from Cincinnati got class.
Jerry Garcia, damn it.
Besides, if she has co-ownership in White Castle, I may want to marry her.
How many bologna sandwiches do you think Jerry Garcia could eat?
Tons.
Okay, forget it.
Later, George.
Yep.
749-1444. That's 749-1444. We got a couple lines open.
And we got Jim standing by, and
big shout out to Jim.
Jim doing it up. He's got a birthday coming up, too.
Happy birthday. Zeke.
Hey, affirmative action when you're talking about White Castle. Man. I asked you that question. You didn't answer that either. Affirmative action hiring, remember?
That's a statement. What's the question?
Well, the question was, why don't they use that?
Why don't they have affirmative action hiring?
Yeah.
Four, three, two.
That's a question?
Yeah. I mean, she's college educated, isn't she?
She's working on it, if you can call Heidelberg a real college.
Well, yeah, what college was that she went to? Man, it just sounded like Antioch Plus.
It was Heidelberg.
Heidelberg. I knew a girl that went to that one.
You guys ever heard of MU? McDonald's University? Swear to God.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Hamburger U.
The management has to go to that.
Zeke's fading out. I hear a lot of static in the way. Zeke's fading out. Oh, dang, I think we lost him. Hello, Zeke, you there? Zeke, hello? Dang, we must have lost him. A little interference there. Oh, well. 749-1444 is the phone number. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
There's sunspots over Cabin Creek.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Just gone like that. Anyway, 749-1444. Give us a call. We're going to have Nikki sing us another song. In case you just tuned in, Nikki from the band Plow On Boy is here. They used to be called Rank Strangers, but they changed their name after a real messy legal situation.
They got sued?
Yeah, we won't go into it here. This is not the correct forum for that sort of thing.
Did you get sued?
We got a nasty cease and desist.
Well, is there another band called Rank Strangers?
Now she's got to, like, record a record and sell enough of those to pay off the lawsuit.
It just totally reeks. Mm-hmm. And, by the way, yeah, if you want to buy an advanced copy of the old CD, you can send a check for a...
How about a money order?
It's check or money order to my P.O. Box 1782, Newport, Kentucky, 41072.
Hey, how about a roll of quarters?
That would be cool, actually. I'm a big pinball fan.
We're going to play. We're almost out of tape.
Oh, man. All right. Well, this one's for Chris, because I wasn't going to do this one, but
Are you dedicating a song to me?
He claims it's going to be the hit single.
Oh, I know it.
Even though it's probably not going to make it on the CD, but...
I got a note for those couple of things.
Well, you can... All right.
It'll be on your sophomore effort.
You know, I've been drinking this carbonated beverage, and...
Can't hit the high notes?
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm going to have to take a moment here.
Fart.
Well, it's actually a... belch. It ain't going to go. All right, well, if you should hear something in the middle of the song, don't worry. This is called Married, and it's going to Chris, because he likes it. Some kind of a
hill was I until there. You've done this to spite me. There must be some kind of to